These are the sounds and sonics we're going to miss of Tony Cedrus. It's a track called Wunqi, Where the Clouds Gather, taken off his album called Love Letter to Cape Town. And of course, the music and the culture world was definitely overwhelmed with sorrow this past Monday, January the 29th, as the news was shared, the heartbreaking news of Tony Cedrus's death. He's 71 years old, and he had a battle with chronic emphysema. And his wife also just let everyone know that his last moments were just with him, just reflecting his absolute dedication to music. And in fact, he had been performing for quite a while in the US until he was hospitalized about 6 months ago. He came back home on Thursday and then passed away, sadly, on Monday. A dynamic world of South Africa definitely shone brightly with the legacy of Tony Cedrus, a native of Cape Town and from the lively neighborhood of Elsa's River. And he just composed so many melodic compositions, and forever leaving an indelible mark on the jazz scene. And we certainly hope his soul will rest in peace. And we thought we'd start with that on the Urban Jazz Experience. Hi, my name is Notemba. Welcome to it. And thanks again to Lula, by the way. He's back next week Sunday between 6 and 9 o'clock for the Metro FM Supreme Lounge, which is absolutely always magical. So we're starting off today with paying tribute to Tony Cedrus. And I asked a few people to just say a few words in remembering him. The first one is Rashid Lombard, who we also is in Cape Town. And we know him very well as the man who used to be in charge of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, amongst the other things that he is as a photographer, worldly renowned one as that, but very much engrossed in the jazz scene. And this is what he had to say about Tony Cedrus.
Sad times again. This is my tribute to Tony Cedrus, who is passing. And at the age of 72, he is the Cape Town multi-instrumentalist. My friend and comrade, Tony Cedrus, has followed his soul journey after an illness requiring hospitalization in Cape Town with his battle of chronic emphysema, and passed away the morning of Monday, 29th January 2024. He was my dear friend whom I met in 1987 as a pianist looking for artists and gigs to perform with. He eventually found his space amongst the local musicians. I've known Tony never contemplated retiring from live music scene, and he continued up to his current age. And he was still a regular touring and performing internationally and locally. His latest CD, Love Letters to Cape Town, released in 2014, remains one of the finest jazz collections and recordings of our local legends. Cape Town was a setting rich in music, and bassist Paul Abrams and other great South African musicians assisted him eventually to continue his work and continue with setting a rich in music culture in Cape Town. And with the help of bassist Paul Abrams, nurtured Tony and encouraged his performing abilities. Tony was in his teen and started playing the piano, guitar and trumpet. Tony finally joined Pacific Express with Robbie Jansen, Jonathan Butler, and other great SA musicians. Cape Town then was a force of a resistance to apartheid, and this created a whole new wave of music content, a few that I still know. During the exile days, Tony performed most often on accordion with well-known artists including Harry Belafonte, Mary Makeba, Paul Simons, Henry Frigill, Cassandra Wilson, Tony Bird and Gigi, and much more. And then, of course, many renowned artists closer to home, including Jonathan Butler, Yuma Sakela, Jonas Gwangwa, Gloria Bosman, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza, Winston Mankunku Ngozi, Robbie Jansen, Russell Herrmann, Basil Moses, amongst many of the South African artists. When he eventually came home, he joined Russell Herrmann in the classical jazz ensemble called Estudio as the pianist. This musical content was a bit too advanced for the local audience, but well appreciated by the more classical jazz-orientated public. He never contemplated retiring from any live performance scene. He continued with his musical career, working and joining the Khoisan community, advocating his culture of his roots. This came into affecting another positive emotion in his music and his persona character. The humanitarian activist found his space and light. It's a hauntingly beautiful song which suggests that for him, the journey is very far from over. For myself, our readers, fellow musicians, I convey our sincere condolences to his wife and partner, Tanya Kleinhaus Cedras, and to the family of Tony Cedras. Ambakashle, Aluta continue, Tony Cedras, my comrade. Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Rashid Lombard for that beautiful tribute to Tony Cedras. And this is a track playing in the background, also from the album Love Letter to Cape Town. It's his version of Yakhala Ingoma. Just wondered what instrument did this man not play. Someone else we asked to say a few words was pianist Roman Alexandra, who has played and performed with Tony, and this is what he had to say.
This is Roman Alexander, Cape Town-based jazz pianist and composer. I'm recording this message with grave sadness as a tribute to my friend, the generous genius composer, human rights activist, multi-instrumentalist, that lost his battle against chronic emphysema earlier this week. I met Tony a little over a decade ago, and it was upon his return to Cape Town after many years of living in the United States of America. I was introduced to Tony by the great Cape jazz drummer, another friend, great mentor of mine, Mr. Jack Monplay. Monplay at the time was recording drums on Tony's homecoming album, Love Letter to Cape Town. And it wasn't very long after that, maybe less than a year, that we recorded Cape Jazz Volume 4, Musical Democracy, for the definitive Cape jazz record label Mountain Records. After numerous musical engagements with Tony, I not only learned about his monumental and immeasurable musical talents, but I discovered his activism. He was someone who was fighting against, speaking out against all forms of human marginalization and injustices. Back in the apartheid regime, he was very outspoken against ethnocide and racial labeling. He was insistent that people acknowledge him as a proud Griqua. And during the time I met him, he was at the height of his activism for land rights for the first people of South Africa. It is this part of his legacy that, in my opinion, is his greatest gift to the musical landscape of South Africa. That you not only make music for yourself, but where you can, use it for the greater good of humanity.
Lengela utko butwa Ingriha lengela yela butko Ingriha lengela utko butko Ingriha lengela yela butko Sele kapa lesi kapa Sele kapa lesi kapa yela butko Sele kapa lesi kapa kaka Sele kapa lesi kapa yela butko Yela butko Yela butko Yela butko Ingriha lengela butko 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 Ingri Halengela, Ingri Halengela, Ingri Halengela, oh, Puko, Puko, Yele. Sele kapa lesi ka 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 ka. Sele kapa lesi ka 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 ka. Kring 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 kring. Sele kapa lesi kapa. Sele kapa lesi kapa. Hai chis, hai chis. Hela butko, hela butko.
Ah, what a way to acknowledge who we are as South Africans. Such a beautiful way, Tony Cedrus. And this is his version of Qongqothwane. And this is off his album called Riva Conversations. Tony Cedrus actually received the Ministerial Legacy Award. This is an award given by the Department of Arts and Culture and Sports to individuals who have made significant contributions to South African culture and heritage. And Tony Cedrus has done exactly that. He was given this award back in 2022. And this is for his contribution to South African music, particularly in the jazz genre and also during the pre-democracy period. And may his soul rest in peace, and condolences to his family. He will surely be missed. And to us and the rest of the music and culture and art world as well. And really, we have lost.